it's the 31st of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Residents in Great Denham continue to wait patiently for full restoration of gas to their homes. Last Wednesday, gas supplier CTG, along with gas distributor Cadent, attended what was described as an emergency situation in the area. The gas company visited each of the 2,000 homes in the village to ensure that their gas was turned off at the meter, with rumours that an explosion was of concern. Hot meals were provided for those who were unable to cook due to the problem. As of yesterday, engineers began the task of revisiting homes to turn the gas back on at the meter. Cadent explained in a letter to Councillor Jim Weir that the repair delays are related to a part of the network that had been constructed by a third party. Police Constable Lewis McCracken has been suspended from Bedfordshire Police, accused of a triple count of rape while off duty. The 25-year-old serving officer has been arrested based on the allegations. The investigation has been passed to another police force for further review. A free parking trial has been launched by Bedford Borough Council to support the business community in Bedford Town Centre. The scheme was among one of Mayor Tom Wootton's campaign priorities and will allow visitors 4 free hours of parking beginning tomorrow and lasting through February 2024. Deputy Mayor John Weir said, "It's brilliant news for Bedford," adding that it would invite exploration of Bedford and all it has to offer. Edinburgh Wooden Mill will once again attempt to give Bedford Town Centre another try by occupying the former BHS location at 13 to 21 Midland Road. The popular clothing retailer, which encompasses 200 stores, was due to inhabit the property back in 2016, but that agreement fell through. The store is due to open on the 11th of August. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.